February is National Heart Month. Can you explain to me what that means?
Well, National Heart Month is just a way of bringing more attention and shining a light on, one of the most prolific killers in not only the United States, but really the world, and that's cardiovascular disease. Here in cardiac rehab, obviously, I make a focus of that 12 months out of the year. But in February, it's really nice to kind of reach out to the general public, people that don't yet have diagnosed disease, just to remind them that heart disease is the number one killer of Americans, male and female. 1 in 3 of us will, at some point in our lives, be impacted by some type of cardiovascular disease. So that's basically what the National Heart Month is all about, is bringing to light the impact of cardiovascular and heart disease.
Delta County Memorial Hospital has a cardiac and pulmonary rehabilitation center. Tell me what that is and what you do there.
The Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Center here at Delta County services patients that have been diagnosed with heart disease, that have gone through and had an intervention, whether it's a bypass or open heart surgery, a heart attack patients, congestive heart failure, people that have not only just been diagnosed with heart issues, but have also had a surgery. So after somebody recovers from their surgery, then the next step is to try to give them a sense of independence and what they're capable of. One of the most critical things for a heart patient is getting back up on their feet and getting to moving again. In cardiac rehab, we create a safe environment for patients to exercise in, and we measure baseline fitness whenever people come in, and we work to improve on their functional capacity. So we're basically training them up to where they're going to feel absolutely confident that they can perform their activities of daily living without any issues.
How do doctors diagnose a person with heart disease? What are they looking for?
They're looking for atherosclerotic buildup, things that would indicate that there's something going on. And there's a number of different ways that we can test that. Simple blood tests are really easy and fast. If your cholesterol is really high or if there's different enzymes or markers of heart disease that show up in your blood, it can indicate a need for further testing, whether it's just something as simple as an EKG or running a stress test or something of that nature.
And how does someone prevent heart disease?
Well, there's no guarantee that you're ever going to prevent heart disease, but, you know, there's definitely steps you can take to reduce your risk for heart disease, and that's simply going to be diet and exercise.
Thank you for your time, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
That was Mark Leach, the Director of Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation at Delta County Memorial Hospital. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.